I understand you guys are still touring coast to coast. Where are you going to be at after the Hooch?
Well, you know, we work right up to Thanksgiving, and I usually take off for the winter. We've got a couple of shows coming up. You know, December, January, February, we'll do just a couple of shows a month. But then we'll kick back up after that. One exciting thing, looks like we're going to Norway this coming year. And, you know, I've played all over the world, but that's one of the few places I haven't been. But if the people in Norway want to hear Trashy Women, I'll go sing it for them.
Other than Trashy Women, we know that that's a song most people want to hear when they come out to see you. What would you say the number two song is?
Oh, gosh. Well, Queen of Memphis was a big number one record for us. Get a lot of response off that. I actually read an article online about a year ago. They said the top 10 records by Confederate Railroad. And, of course, Trashy Women usually comes in number one at those on those polls and stuff. But this guy had listed the number one song, or the best song we did was Daddy Never Was Cadillac Kind.
Your former keyboard player, Chris McDaniel, was at our church, it was a couple years ago, and I yelled out, "Play Trashy Women!" And I don't think the congregation thought that, they think that was very cool, you know.
Yeah, I can see where that might be a little out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I found a picture, you and the band, I'm going to say 1993 or 94, at Pierre's, it was called the Stetson Connection in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're black and white pictures, but we were both all so young, you know. I'm going to post those on our Facebook page for people to see what Scott Miller and Danny Shirley looked like in their youth. So it's a lot of fun. Well, I'll tell you this world-famous Hooch thing, that's a lot of fun. Have you guys done this before?
I have not. You know, this is they're raising money for a charity up there, and my buddy Tom Cavan called me and said they want to do this to raise some money. And I think it's called One More Chance or something like that. They'll have to forgive me for not knowing the name of it right off. But he explained the organization to me. It sounds like they do a lot of good for people. And that's why we decided to go up there and do this show and try to help those out a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing about country music, as you well know. It's not just the melody. The touching of the soul, and when people hear it, you get that little tear in the corner of your eye, you know you're doing the right thing at that point.
Well, that's what you're going for with those ballads. You know, you want to strike a chord there and touch a nerve. And I think that's one reason we were successful as we were. A lot of that music that, whether I wrote it or just picked it, you know, from other writers, I tried to find things I could relate to. And, you know, of course, I was raised blue-collar male, and that's what the audience we were actually going for. And I thought, well, if it means something to me, it'll mean something to people like me. And the whole target audience of this project was blue-collar male. And believe it or not, getting back to Trashy Women, that's when women started listening to Confederate Railroad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. The world-famous Hooch is going to be in South Pittsburgh. And we're inviting folks to be on out there. Our ticket's only $25 cash. At the door, or you can go to ticketleap.com, and doors open at 4. Mark your calendar now, November 20th, 4 Central, and it's all for a good cause, and you guys are going to have a blast. I just got that feeling, you know?
It's going to be a good time, I'm sure of it.